Welcome to Everdog! Number one sports gambling show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby Tone.
Bubba Gumpino's over there with a fucking sweet Bieber tee.
Thanks, buddy.
Couple chains? How many chains you got on?
Two piece.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Thanks, buddy.
Sweet hat.
Thanks, fucking buddy.
Sweet hat, sweet Liverpool. Beard, sweet shirt. Good fit.
You'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone.
Nicky Skates is here.
I am.
Hi, baby. Nick.
Fucking big NHL weekend.
Big NHL weekend. Big NHL night. Big game on the docket.
Yeah. Mitt and Jay are in the back. Mate, did you Mitt texted me yesterday. He goes, I got a week one college football lock. Did you want to talk about that today later?
Yeah, I can go into it. It's a pretty good one.
All right.
Oh, we'll look at that ticker.
Whoa.
What?
Let's go, dude. Look at that. All the lines for the games.
Wow.
Look at that. Maybe at some point our picks will be up there at some point during the show.
Are the picks going to be up there at some point during the show?
Let's go, dude.
That's a good looking ticker.
Looks almost as good as Gumpy's shirt.
Shout out the graphics department.
Shout out.
Call in Moneyline 1-833-462-2333. I don't think anyone's back there answering them right now. But while we got the guest on and stuff like that, we will go to the money line later. As I was saying, Nicholas, Avs fucking were dominant.
That was a wild decision to start Robin Leonard, wasn't it?
I completely agree.
And I'm not saying by any means Vegas wins if Fleury plays, no, but things might tend to play out a little bit differently. Just you don't rest.
It's game one. Game one is Matt. Like,
you don't rest your goalie when you're on a run like that.
No. First off, that first goal that like went off a post, and it was a great shot, but it's probably stoppable. Probably stoppable.
You're calling Leonard out.
Well, no, how long has it been since the guys played a game?
A long time. I mean, before he started every game
in
the first round. I just didn't see it. Like, plenty of teams have gone into the playoffs with two good goalies. You ride one of them until he falters. Fleury has not shown. He didn't have his best series towards the end of the first round, but nothing in terms of anything you saw would make you want to pull him or make the switch.
And as we saw last night, if a goalie gets hot, I mean, Carey Price won that series on his own.
The Avs have now won five straight playoff games by three goals or more.
Yeah, they've covered the puck line in every game.
I mean, they're a fucking wagon right now.
So I'd assume Vegas turns back to Fleury for game two.
You would assume, yeah.
I would assume. And maybe that'll be a closer game. But then if not, like, keep riding the Avs puck line train because they're just blowing everybody out of the water.
If it was just rest.
I don't think it is. Rest. I don't
but
think
if it was,
it
you would go back to Fleury.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
And the only thing that makes me say, okay, it was, is that they didn't go to him in the middle of that game. Because then it defeats the purpose of
unless
resting
him. Unless he actually has some sort of a knock that they're not talking
could
about.
Could be. You know but what I mean? Go back to that history they had last year when Leonard took over for the playoff run. And he played decent, but Fleury was obviously not happy. His agent put out the tweet with the sword going through his back with the coach's name on it. Like
they don't mind inviting controversy, these Vegas boys, huh? No,
they did not. The series price on that one, Avs -460, Knights +330. Anyone got the cojones to take the Knights +330 on this series price?
Cool, I don't know.
No, thank you, my friend.
Not after game one. Maybe a sprinkle just for shits and
games. We had a game seven. Man, Toronto.
Gumpy's been saying it to his credit.
Toronto can't close out a series to save
their life. That's what he said. We talked about it on Hockey Talk, and he said, if Montreal wins game six, I could see Toronto winning. I said, no way, pal. Yeah. I said, if Montreal wins game six, they're going to win game seven.
I think it was the way that the Habs won game six because the Habs were up 2-0. Mm-hmm. Leafs come back. Yep. It's 2-2. Leafs were fucking. The shots were 13-2 in overtime. And fucking Price stands on his head. They get the snipe, and it's like, okay, like, you saw it. When they showed the bench, the Leafs are just sitting there like this. No one's saying a damn word. Like, they were terrified.
Which is wild when you think of all the veteran leadership they had with Spezza, Jumbo, and Wayne Simmons, and Foligno. Just, you know, couldn't pull it off. And then, Gumpy, to your credit, like, I know you made a nice chunk of change riding the Habs in that series because they started out not so great, but they came back.
And the value was stupid. Every night. There was no way +180 last night. Saturday night, it was plus 170. Like, some of these lines in hockey, like, there's some money to be made.
Well, now they're dogs against the Jets.
So that game one is worrisome, though, because the Jets have been...
They've had some time off.
Right? And the way it's set up, I think they play 4 games in 6 days. It's not like Vegas. Vegas played Sunday, and I don't think they played till Wednesday. The Jets and the Habs just keep on going. So you're not going
to ride the Habs again?
I mean, I'll go down with the ship, but...
Well, yeah, they go again because the fucking Canadian division didn't start the playoffs until 5 days after everybody else.
No, the Canucks and the Flames are still
playing. I'm not counting up the Habs again, but this one I feel like is going to be even tougher because...
Well, both these goalies are hot as hell, dude. Yeah. Both of them.
And Toronto, Jack Campbell was riding high throughout the season for Toronto, but he's not a guy.
Hellebuck
is a guy.
The other series that had a game last night, Islanders and Bruins. Islanders tied up 1-1. They're plus 158 to win the series. Bruins are still minus 200 to win the series.
Still like the Bruins, but man, the Islanders, they just always answer. They always answer. And they were up last night, and the Bruins come back, mm-hmm. and then they answer.
Yeah, I thought once the Bruins came back, 3-3.
Yeah, and it was an advantageous, opportunistic goal. It was a cross-ice pass that hit a skate that sprung Casey Cizikas for a breakaway. And it just always feels like that with the Islanders. It's always like some broken play or something, but they capitalize on it every time. And there's a lot of value on them to be had in this series if they can make a few more runs like that.
The Habs are plus 118 to win the series. I mean, go Habs, go. I mean, I'm not going to jump off the ship now, but I feel like that is a little light. I think that should be more plus 130, plus 140.
And then the only game tonight, Tampa at Carolina. Tampa's minus 106, Carolina minus 110. I believe that has moved from earlier this morning. No, it's still the same. It's the exact same. Minus 106, minus 110. It hasn't moved at all. Over under 5.5. Juice to the under, minus 128. Puck line, plus 1.5, minus 310 for the Lightning, and minus 1.5, plus 245 for the Hurricanes. Which way are we going tonight?
Boy, sure would be nice if we had a coin that was alive for this game tonight.
I mean, the coin was dead.
We tried to reanimate it.
The zombie coin.
And then the zombie coin came back and...
lost again.
Got its head blown off.
That thing was dead.
But
I'm trying to think of another way to bring back the coin.
Can't do it. Can't do it. We just got to go with logic. And logic tonight dictates that Carolina wins at home.
Why does logic say Carolina wins at home?
They
outplayed Tampa game one. Yeah. They did. As much as I hate to admit it.
Just didn't get the result.
Yeah. No, Tampa had a little bit better goaltending, which is a recurring theme in these playoffs, if you haven't noticed. But I have faith to Tampa for Carolina to rebound at home. They have home ice, which is now lost because of the game one loss. But if you know, get another one here tonight in front of, in PNC Bank Arena with the 18,000 Caniacs.
PNC Bank Arena trying to steal our bank and Cower.
They got PNC there. They tried to get Cower. Team, dude.
When Cower was fucking lining up, couldn't have it.
It was a moment. It was a tough moment. But they got Ric Flair too.
Woo!
It's a total coin flip of game, but I'm going to take Carolina. I also lean to the under. It's gone under in 5 of Tampa's last 6 when playing Carolina.
Okay.
It's gone under in 4 of Tampa's last 5 on the road. So these two teams tend to play it tight, but depends. Depends what kind of Nedeljkovic we get, what type of Ned shows up for Carolina.
I fucking love that name, by the way.
Big Ned?
He's American, too. You wouldn't think it.
Really?
Name, but yeah.
Nedeljkovic.
Got good hair. American lad. But I'm on the Canes tonight. We'll see.
Okay.
Bolts, I mean, they're a wagon, as we said. It's tough to go against, but I think Carolina can get it done at home.
Okay. Stay with us, please, por favor, because we're going to take some calls after, and I'm assuming there's going to be some NHL calls, if that's all right.
All right.
Hey, call Moneyline 1-833-462-2333. Don't know if anyone's back there yet. Connor said he'll be back there at some point. Gumpy has 10 picks tonight in the MLB.
Yeah. Got a little excited there this morning.
How's it been this weekend? How'd it go this weekend?
So Saturday was 4-1. And that's pretty good. Sunday was 3-4. Yesterday, 3-3. And then we hit on the Habs plus 180. I mean,
that was nice.
The Habs saved my weekend from Man City misery.
You've been walking down to the sports book and
Winter Circle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down there Saturday and dropped a heavy amount on Man City to win that thing.
All right, let's get into a couple baseball games now before we get into with our esteemed guest for this Tuesday. Chicago at Cleveland, 6:10. It's on FS1, Dylan Cease versus Shane Bieber. Do you have one here? Because I do.
Yeah.
Indians are -158, White Sox +134. Are we on the other? We on separate sides here?
Bieber, baby.
Is that why you wore that shirt today?
Unbelievable. I think Bieber found it last game. I hope. You could say he only had a good outing because it was against the Tigers.
Yeah.
But I think you could say the same about Cease. I think it was against the Orioles.
Yeah.
And he was shaky before that. If I'm getting Bieber first five at -150 or less, I'm taking it until, I mean.
I've actually been fading him for a month or so.
Yeah, I've been dying with him. I've been going down with this ship. But last time out, 7 innings, 12 Ks, felt like he looked like he used to. But I mean, I don't think there's a bad bet here taking White Sox +0.5 either.
We talk about how we like to take the better pitcher. Shane Bieber is the better pitcher. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
his ERA is worse than Cease.
No, I know, but he's the better pitcher.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Yeah.
But the Indians are the much worse hitting team to me.
Oh, by far. And the White Sox can mash.
I think Dylan Cease is good enough to hold with Bieber here.
Yep.
In going against the certain lineups. So I'm taking the +0.5 for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad bet on this game.
I took him first five, +0.5, -120. -158, like I said, for the Cleveland Indians on the game line there. Next game of the night is Tampa at New York Yankees, which I also have a pick here.
Yep.
It's Glasnow and Domingo Herman. Do you have anything on this game?
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Glass now. Last time out, 8 innings, 3 hits, 0 earned, 11 Ks. He got roughed up in Toronto, which kind of worries me.
Yeah.
And Herman has been good.
Yeah.
I just the Rays are just hot right now. I'm just riding the hot team.
What have they won? Like 15 of 16 or something like that? It
is something absurd. I thought they were dead. Now they're at the top of the AL East once again. So yeah, I'm just riding with Glass now here.
And you took it first five?
Money line. Yeah.
See, I went first five, or sorry, I went full game.
Full, what?
You heard.
I haven't taken a full game in fucking months. I took a full game Tampa Bay Rays. The difference was because first five was minus like 140 when I looked at it.
Yeah.
And the full game was -122. And both have top five bullpens, so I wasn't too concerned about the Rays bullpen blowing it this one.
Yep.
So I went with the Rays full game just because I wanted better value on it with the -122. Herman has a 9 ERA versus the Rays this year.
Yeah.
Glasnow has a 1.8 versus the Yankees this year.
There we go.
Actually, I think the one – me and you talked about this game before. Glasnow didn't have his best game, but the Yankees, like, they didn't score.
Yeah.
And then he went on a little slump. But then I feel good about Glasnow now. So we're both on the Rays on that side, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay, go ahead and give him a call whenever you want. You got anything for Twins in Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm riding Pineda here, Tone.
Really?
Yeah, he's a good pitcher, I think. I mean, he's got a 2.62 ERA. His last four, he's gone 22 and a third, 7 earned. Zimmerman's got a 5.15 ERA. His last time out, he did go 5 and only give up 1 earned. But I feel like the Twins got to wake up at some point. Like, they're a decent ball team, man. So, I mean, yeah, I'm taking Twins first five money line.
I think here. I stayed away just because the Twins were now they're up to like -170.
Yeah, it was -150 this morning when I hopped on. I would not lay -0.5 though.
Okay, let's put a pin in the baseball for now. We'll get back to it after our esteemed guest. You guys know him as SP Hoot, because Mitt accidentally misspelled it, and that happens.
I'm sorry.
He's a betting analyst with Nesson and Fox Sports and the host of the Chicken Dinner podcast. We welcome back at SP Shoot on Twitter, Sammy P, Sammy Ponianovich to Hammer Don.
Hi, baby, Sam.
What's up, good looking? Hey, somebody wanted me to ask you the over under. What time does the hat go on the head in the morning? What time?
It goes on when I walk in the studio.
Okay.
I put on my outfit, I put on my uniform, I put on my costume as soon as I walk into the studio. And then it stays on all day. It stays on until I leave. But no, I don't put it on until I walk in the studio. They all hang right here. So then when I walk in the studio, I put them on.
Somebody was saying they pictured you like there's a towel on the wall and then there's a hat on the wall. And after you just go through the hair, the hat goes on. I said, I'd probably take the under on that number.
Yeah, you're probably right. How's things going? How's betting going? What have you been up to lately? We got any new angles for us in the last recent weeks that you've developed or anything like that?
I'm trying to figure out this Lakers game tonight, yeah. You know, and I've never seen, honestly, and not to be hyperbolic, I've never seen a more volatile series price.
Ooh.
Through four games of a series. I mean, think seriously, about it, honestly. Yeah, yeah. Before game one, Lakers were minus 160.
Yep.
The opening price was minus 300, so it got whacked in half there. After game one, it's minus 10 each way. After the Lakers win game two, it's minus 350.
Yep.
They win game three, it's minus 900. And then they lose game four, and now the Suns are minus 170. You've never seen anything like this in the history of betting on sports.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with the Anthony Davis injury, and has he been officially ruled out for tonight, do you know?
They haven't said it yet, but I was told that he's not going to play, and he's probably unlikely to play in game number six. So you're looking at a situation where the Lakers have to just, like, not lose their spirit today, sure. Come back, win game six, and then have the full deck for game number seven. But I just, Diggs, you look at it this way. The Clippers and Mavs, and the boys were all on the Clips in game three, and yep. I got them for series now minus 10. The Clippers and Mavs are 2-2. Clippers have game seven at home. Clips are minus 400, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Got two games at home. They're going to be favored in maybe every single game. Suns and Lakers, 2-2. Game seven in Phoenix. Suns are minus 170. It doesn't even compute, but you're right. The books are balancing a couple things. LeBron has never lost in the first round, 14-0. We don't know when Davis will play again. And oh, by the way, the Suns have home court. It's almost like the books don't know what to do with this series number in Phoenix, LA. It's wild.
If I'm being honest, like in the Clippers and Mavs series, part of me thinks that the Clippers won't lose another game. Now that you got the Luka injury, and Porzingis is playing fucking terrible, and it just seems like the Clippers figured something out there. But this series, I honestly, with the Suns and Lakers, I honestly don't, because you do have the X factor of LeBron, and he can just—he's, you know, one of the greatest players of all time, so he can just do that. I don't know what to do with it either. Did you play tonight at all?
I'm going to wait until they officially rule Davis out, and then I'll probably take 5.5 or 6. Ooh. Once it gets to 6, if it even does, though, the wise guys are going to hit 6, and they're going to knock it back to 5. There's always that, you know, the news factor. Oh, Davis is out. Yeah, no shit. It's built into the line. Like, if Davis is playing,
yeah, this line, that's is not 2, that line. Yeah.
2.5. But there will be some money that comes in on the Suns once it's official. And how about the point props, too? I saw a LeBron prop. He's been about 24.5 on the points all series, 28.5 over -50. Get bent. There's no way I'm laying that, especially -50, but I probably will take the points here. Chris Paul, historically, this time of a series, 5, 6, and 7, he usually sort of shrinks a bit, and this is when LeBron ascends. So I wouldn't hate taking 5 or 5.5 last minute.
Mate, what did you get the triple-double at?
I got LeBron to score 35-plus points and a Lakers win at plus 1,000. Loving that.
I don't hate that, because I covered a lot of teams in Chicago, games 5, 6, and 7, like I said. Well, he never had to go to 7 against Chicago, but he just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he stops passing to like the worst player on the court, and he takes 30 shots. If he passes to the white guy with the headband one more time, I'm going to flip.
Whoa, Caruso. Easy. Take it easy.
He stinks. Did you see? He hit the side of the backboard the other night.
No, I agree. It does seem like down 2-1, it could be a game where LeBron's like, all right, I'm not fucking around. I'm taking this one over. I don't know if the Lakers are going to win or not, but if they do, it you would think that LeBron may go for more than 35. Nets and Celtics, I believe this is the last game of the series tonight. You agree?
It's over, yeah. I mean, we already have the funeral here. We're planning the Nesson.com Celtics funeral tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were there.
It's over. I don't know what the point is anymore. You know, do they have anything left? Do they even care? I mean, the team has already been, you know, turned on each other for the last
couple
months.
Listen, they won their one game. They won their one game. Tatum got 50. They won their one game. That's a win for them in the series.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think we should, too, like, not to hijack your segment here, but I think it's worth understanding in a series price when to strike. And on Saturday, I was going at it with the Twitter nerds You know, I said, hey, let's lay 180 with the Avalanche in hockey. Oh, it's a bad number. Yeah, okay, now it's minus 400.
Yeah.
You know, like, did you watch the game? It was 7-1. So I think, you know, some prices, we get in this battle all the time as handicappers or people to talk about this. Well, I don't like the number. Well, it's not just about what the number is. It's what it was maybe before the series and what it could be. If the Avalanche take care of business again in game two, we're talking about a series price that goes from 180 to 400 to 900. So while 180 is not something I like to lay on a day-to-day basis, there are some instances when minus 180 is actually pretty cheap.
I agree 100%. Anything Blazers and Nuggets tonight that you like?
I like the Blazers in the series, but it's hard to get too confident when neither team plays defense.
Yep.
I saw the total opened like 224, and now it's 226, and I promise you they're writing no public money on the under. It's a pretty silent board though for me. We only have the one hockey game, obviously, and we got the one basketball game. I'm on the Lakers here, but baseball, I'll be on the Hendricks under today at Wrigley. This has been like a blind style play for me for 5 years now. His ERA is a full run lower at Wrigley. He's one of those perfect pitchers for the ballpark. He knows every nook and cranny. He knows how to pitch with and without the wind. There's a reason why his ERA isn't great this year, but the total is 8, and it ain't moving off 8. That's Cubbies at home against the Padres. No wind going out, which is even better for us. I like under 8 with Hendricks on the hill. He's so much better at home, and the numbers back that up.
Why'd you smirk at that, Gumpy? Are you on Hendricks? Or
what's that?
Are you on Hendricks, or are you going the other way?
I'm taking Padres plus a half first
five. You're going with your boy Weathers, who you hate to take.
Yeah, who only throws 4 innings. Yeah, I can't turn down the Padres getting plus a half at decent value. I can't do it.
I just need 1-1. Yeah. Gump, that's it.
Hey, like, I ain't arguing with you, dude. Fine. I'm good. I'm good with it. It's a good bet.
Hey, what happened to the Bees last night since you are in Boston?
I don't know, man. I'm pretty pissed off. You know, on top of, you know, the goal that ended it, when Lozan fired the puck off his own defenseman's skate for a 1-on-0 the other way, I watched the entire game. I thought 4 of the Islanders' goals they scored, 3 of them, like, were the Bruins' fault, like, completely. 2 of them went off a skate or a shoulder. The last one went off a stick. It's like, look, those are the breaks, playoff hockey. I thought Varlamov played okay. But if the Islanders think they're going to win 4 games, getting 3 goals simply because of the Bruins, they're in for a rude awakening. This is a series where I think Pastrnak, Bergeron, and Marchand are going to start taking over game 4 and 5. This price has gone back to minus 200. Remember, before game 2, Bruins are minus 500. So It's one loss. You got to win 4. I'm not too worried. Not yet, at least.
Yeah, what were you saying earlier? They're the luckiest fucking team.
Just be careful, Sam. I'm a Penguins fan, and I said the same thing, and I watched the same thing happen. It's like the Islanders somehow get the greatest puck luck you've ever seen, and I'm not taking anything away from their players. They work hard. They're great. They have a good system. But, man, the goals they get and the chances they create are out of this world unbelievable how it goes in the back of the net sometimes.
You can't even write that script. You're totally right. Who had the fourth line winger scoring the game in overtime, right? Like scoring the game-winning goal. It doesn't really make sense. But if you look at the personnel, I mean, offensively, the Islanders have proven that they're better when they dump and chase, and that's what Barry Trotz does. They're not trying to win games, you know, 7-1 or 6-2. They're trying to win games usually 3-2, 2-1. I think eventually the cream will rise, but as the boys know, I am invested at 14 and 18 on the Boston Bruins, so of course I'm a little fucking jaded.
Naturally. Hey, there is the one NHL game tonight. Do you like anything there, or do you have any other anything you like as far as series coming up or anything like that?
We can move it to tomorrow. I like Winnipeg a lot. This morning when I got up at 6 a.m. Eastern, it was Winnipeg minus 15. Now we're seeing 25 and 30, so yep, there's been some support for Winnipeg. I just think emotionally, and I know I hate to play the emotional card, this is tough, man. You won 2 straight games in overtime. You win game 7. Carey Price is the greatest goalie that ever lived, and they could lose 3-1 in game 1. In all reality, they could. So I don't hate anything under minus 140 for Winnipeg. I think the Jets are in a really good situational spot tomorrow.
Boys, how do you...
Situationally, it is a good spot, yes. But go Habs, go.
So was the under... Hey, who the Sox and Stros tonight? I want.
Hey, why does Eduardo Rodriguez stink? That guy, I could never figure that guy out, man. He can look so good and so bad. It blows my mind.
And you know what's funny, Gump, on the broadcast, you know, I haven't lived here all that long, but coming into the season, it was like, look at his win-loss record. That's all they talked about before the first game of the year. Yeah, they haven't talked about it ever since, you know, because he hasn't won many games. It's been fastball command.
Yeah.
You can't throw the fastball for strikes, man. All of a sudden, everything else goes to the wayside. Nobody's swinging at your curve. Nobody's touching your changeup. If you can't throw a fastball for a strike, you are cooked in this league. And that's been the issue. The fastball command has not been great. The Red Sox still hanging around. But if you look at, like, FanDuel, Yankees 1, Rays 2, then the Red Sox 3. The Rays are coming, and the books are paying attention. You can see Tampa, like, 2-1 now. And the Yankees have sort of moved out from minus 10 to plus 60. So there's been a lot of support last 2 weeks for the Tampa Bay Rays. That's the team that nobody ever talks about. But here we are, June 1, and they're right in the thick of it.
They get rid of everybody every year, and they just have brand new pitchers show up that are just studs. It's insane.
I had a scout tell me one time, if the Rays ever call, don't fucking pick up. Yeah.
The Red Sox stole their GM, and they're still doing it.
Yeah. Don't pick up the phone if the Rays call. Or back in the day when the Twins used to turn guys around, like they had Jason Kubel and Michael Kadire, and like all these guys that nobody wanted. If the Twins or Rays ever called to trade a player, hang up, don't answer, move on.
I was looking at taking the Astros tonight, but not at minus 158. If it was 130, 120, I would have taken it there. But I stayed off that game tonight. Is there anything going on up there with that one?
No, not for me. I mean, we can go to a different Sox if you want. I think there might be a million strikeouts in White Sox and Indians. You know, Bieber's number, we've seen his number float about 9.5, 10.5. He could strike out 13 White Sox. And Dylan Cease, you know, he makes it hard. He only goes 5-6 innings, but man, he has been very good. His strikeout prop before his first start against the Angels was 4.5. You're lucky to find a 6.5 right now on Cease. So that could be a game. Both offenses, they love to swing and miss. They have a lot of guys that strike out. You could see Cease and Bieber both go way over their strikeout props.
Gumpy and I are on opposite sides on that one. He took Bieber and I took the White Sox plus the half. So we'll see how that one goes.
Yes, we will, my friend.
Hey, anything else before we let you out of here? Anything?
No, I just want to apologize. I feel like Gump's in a bad mood now because I picked the Jets, you know?
Oh, no, I've just been beating the Habs drum the whole time. They were down 3-1. I just kept on it. Saturday night, I took a money line at the start of the game, took a money line at the end of the second, and then took a money line again at the start of overtime and last night. I mean, the Habs can do no wrong in my books.
That's incredible. And Toronto, I mean, who's had it worse than Toronto? Every time we talk about, you know, teams that should be where they should be, I mean, like with the Tavares injury and having a 3-1 lead and just completely melting, that's what they do in Toronto. And somebody, Jack Edwards, our play-by-play guy for the Bruins, he goes, it's not fall or it's not spring until the Leafs fall. And I was like, ooh, I like that.
That's true. Hey, we can't thank you enough for coming on at SP Shoot on Twitter. Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you soon, pal.
Hammer
down. Thank you, Sam. Thanks, Sam. Good info there. Always.
Good, he's good.
Yeah.
He is good.
That's why he's a friend of the show.
That is correct.
If you're not good,
you're out.
Probably not going to be a friend of the show.
Probably not.
Let's take a couple. Let's see. Oh, Mike's apartment's on the line.
When you want to put these picks up?
Put them up. Call the money line. 1-833-462-2333. We did say that we would have the picks on the ticker, so we'll do that about halfway through each show. So you do have to stick around a little bit.
Maybe I'll wait a few more minutes.
Oh, you're gonna wait a few more minutes before before we put our picks up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take some calls.
Want to go to Mike's apartment?
Give me Mike in Brazil. This guy's a lock every time he calls.
Mike Brazil
hasn't missed. Yeah.
Okay. So you had Joe Thornton score. Check. The last one you had two players to score.
One. Yeah. Mitch Marner, who still hasn't scored a playoff goal, but he did call Zach Hyman.
Yeah.
Mikey, what do you got, dude?
Hammer down, boys. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Another couple player props today.
Okay.
Andrei Svechnikov, over half a goal. I believe I saw it at plus 220.
Drew Svech.
Think that's a pretty solid lock. And then if you're feeling lucky, Victor Hedman, over half a goal, plus 430.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you, Mike.
Howdy, baby, Mike.
No problem, boys.
Have a good day. Hey, we're done. All right, so we got Drew Svechnikov and...
Svechnikov.
And
he's the guy that did the lacrosse goal. They're calling it the Svechnikov now, the Svech.
And Vic Hedman. Vic was fucking laying his body on the line game one.
He's a monster, dude.
Hedman, he's been doing it for so long, dude. Feels like he's been in the league forever.
Thought he was supposed to be hurt.
Nah.
He was a little banged up.
Lightning were playing possum.
They were fucking, yeah, they really they were.
Fucking roped, laying in the weeds.
They roped everybody in, said all these guys were hurt. They came out game one against Florida, just guns blazing.
So you like those a decent amount?
I like Hedman.
Yeah.
Not a Drew Svechnikov?
I don't hate it. It's just if I was going to pick one of those two, I'd pick Hedman.
Okay. You wanna... Dylan, you got NASCAR futures? What's going on, pal?
Hey, boys, how we doing today?
Hold on, Dylan. Stop.
All right.
Thank you. I just want to almost forgot that at some point, I am pretty sure the words, if he lives in a 500, you got to put some cash on him.
We said it.
And he won the 500.
We said it. I think you, what, like 3,500?
Yeah.
Plus 3,500, so, something like that?
We'll count that as a win this weekend, too.
Ilya!
It might not have been said with any seriousness, but we said it. Go ahead, Dylan. Sorry, just had to get that out of the way.
Oh, that's all good. Boys, I got a couple enticing NASCAR futures for you that I was looking at the lines. Kyle Larson, who just, as you may know, won the Coke 600 by a literal mile on the racetrack.
Hold on.
Yeah, bad guy. Go ahead.
I can't bet on that.
Sorry. Plus 500 to win the championship this year, and then his teammate Chase Elliott, the defending champion, at plus 700 to win the championship.
Okay. You like Chase Elliott plus 700?
Yeah, I mean, defending champion and the championship racetrack for NASCAR is one of his best tracks, so I definitely like that one.
Thank you, Dylan. Oh, he just hung up. Not even you're welcome. What happened there?
Chase Elliott. Can't be betting on the other guy. No,
bad guy.
Can't do it.
Bad guy. Oh, we got another Dylan. Is this the same Dylon from Wisconsin?
It sure is. Quarter hit, two boys.
Oh, so now you're 2-0 in tennis, you're telling us.
So now I got to come in to give you another one to keep it moving.
Okay, yeah. Let's see if we can go 3-0 in tennis, Dylon. What do we got?
We got, tomorrow morning, we got Layla Fernandez over Madison Keys.
Oh.
That'll be the first one. Second one will be Thursday morning, since I won't talk to you before then. Okay. Marco Cecinato.
Okay.
So those are the two, and then I wanted to bounce one off of Gumpy quick.
Okay, hold on, Dylan, can you say that last one real quick, because I spoke over top of you, because I'm an asshole.
Marco Cecinato.
Got it. Marco Cecinato.
And then Gumpy, I'll hang up after this to see what your thoughts are. I've been looking at groups. I love Belgium minus 150 to win their group. I'm looking at their group. I don't see anybody. I got Denmark, Russia, Finland, maybe a little boring games, but I've already locked in Belgium minus 150 to win that group in the Euro. Good luck, boys. I'll hang up and listen now.
Thank you, Dylan. I want to ask you a question too, Gumpy.
What do you got?
Because the Belgians,
they're ranked number one in the world,
yeah,
which I found surprising.
But they were a sleepy pick for last World Cup.
Yeah.
They didn't do it.
No.
I was actually in Belgium when Tim Howard saved about 18 shots.
Tony loves Belgium.
Timmy H.
I do. My uncle lives there.
Loves Belgium.
It's a great place.
Go on.
Highly recommend if you want to visit a place in Europe, Belgium. What do you think?
At minus 150, yeah, I mean, they should win that group. My only worry is if De Bruyne is still dead from the Champions League.
He did kind of die.
The guy took him out with his face mask.
Yeah. He never came back. That didn't help Saturday.
So. I mean, that whole thing was on Pep, unfortunately.
Has he answered?
Yeah, he said he gave him the best chance to win. I don't know.
Is he sitting down? Is he resigning? Is he stepping back? Get him out.
Can't. I mean, no striker in a Champions League final. No defensive midfielder.
I mean, I hate to say it, but that guy called it.
I mean, they didn't have any leadership.
Was right. Except for the Thiago Silva comment. That didn't make any sense. But
Italy's the favorite to win their group, obviously.
Who's on it? Oh, they got what's his name from
Gigi Buffon. What do you mean,
Gigi Buffon?
I think
Gigi best goalie in the world.
They got
20 years running best goalie.
Balotelli, Gattuso.
They got Lazio striker Immobile. That guy's a fucking sniper, dude. I love him.
What do you mean? Who do they have? Come on, dude.
Fucking Pirlo's coming back. I heard
Belgium's actually they're -120 to win that group.
-120.
Yeah.
Who do you think's gonna give him a shot?
Denmark? +170.
Here's Denmark's got Haaland.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, that guy could score a hatty any game.
The Dutch are big favorites. Got fucking Ian Robin coming across the top of the box. Obviously, England's -290.
-290.
Yeah, Croatia's the only other. Who's the dude? Zluka. Luka Modric.
He's still going.
Who was up top for them?
Croatia's basically running it back with the same team from that World they won Cup, with. Except Mandzukic retired.
The Croats. Yeah. You're saying.
They play beautiful England country. First game, rematch of the semifinal.
World Spain's Cup. Big favorites in their group.
Spain is stacked.
And
France is stacked.
Germany's got France and Portugal in that group. One of those teams are not making it out. God
damn.
France
brought Benzema back after years.
I know.
Years, dude.
I can't wait for the fucking Euros. Ryan from Nashville, bring us back into baseball, dude.
Hey, boys. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
All right. More action for the White Sox-Indians game. Home run prop. Bieber has given up a home run in 8 out of his 11 starts. Jose Abreu has hit 3 home runs in 26 at-bats lifetime off of Bieber. Okay. Put some money on that and maybe have some fun with that.
Do you know what Jimmy Baggs' home run prop odds are?
380 last time I checked.
Okay.
Jimmy Baggs.
What do you mean? All right, we talked about you had Pineda, Miami at Toronto.
Oof.
Sandy Alcantara versus Robbie Ray. You know I wanted to take Sandy.
Yeah, I wanted to take
you
Sandy.
You know I wanted to fucking take Sandy.
This was a tough
Sandy.
One to not take +0.5. Robbie Ray did not look good his last outing. 4 2/3, 4 earned.
Stayed away.
Sandy, last 14 innings, 2 earned, 13 Ks. I would lean Marlins +0.5 very, very strongly.
Stayed away because Marlins can't hit lefties and
Blue Jays
Toronto
pretty
can
much
smoke
mash everybody.
Yeah. Stayed away. Game I believe I'm on, Philly at Cincinnati, Aaron Nola and Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
I'm taking Cincinnati first 5 +0.5.
Absolutely.
-154 is where I got it at.
Yep.
Sonny's
finding his groove here.
He is.
Last 12 innings, 3 earned.
Aaron Nola's actually been a little...
Nola's not bad. This Phillies team, I can't figure him out, though. I mean, the Reds kind of screw me.
Philly and Nats, I can't take ever because they always fuck me.
The Reds are starting to turn into that team for me.
So we're going first 5 +0.5 for me there.
Yes, sir.
Next game, Washington and Atlanta on this one. Speaking of a team that always fucks me, the Washington Nationals taking on the Atlanta Braves.
You going against Strasburg?
I'm going against Strasburg. What do you mean? Do you know how Max Fried has been rolling lately?
Yeah, last 24 innings pitched, 4 earned.
Yeah, 1 earned run in each of his last 4 starts. He figured it out. Strasburg, you never know. He had a good start 2 ago, then he stunk last start.
Yep.
Nats have lost 5 in a row. Give me the Braves here. First 5, -134.
Fair play.
Thank you. Seemed like you didn't like that play.
I'm not touching that one. That one terrified me.
Are you touching Detroit at Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Were you on Milwaukee? Or?
Brewers, yeah. Lauer.
Matthew Boyd has fallen off the tracks a little
bit. Yeah, I love Matthew Boyd. I rode him as long as I could. His last 3, though, 16 innings pitched, 13 earned. Lauer last time out, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned. Brewers at home here, first 5 money line.
Patty Parlays, what do you got?
Double P.
Going on, boys.
What's going on, boys?
I know you guys are a big fan of dingers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got another dinger prop for you.
Let's go, dingers.
Nelson Cruz at +270 against the Orioles.
Hell yeah.
Zimmerman is on the mound for Baltimore. He's given up 2.69 home runs per 9 innings at home. Good. And a little weather tidbit here for Tone. I know he likes the weather.
We're blowing out, baby.
Tony Weathers.
The wind is blowing 7 miles per hour during the game tonight, so I think the balls will be flying out of the ballpark.
Nelson Cruz, Patty Parlays. Mashes in Baltimore, too.
Something.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is this?
How about Mitt with the camera?
That was a good cut. That was a great cut,
Mitt. It's a good saunter you had walking in there, too.
Thank you.
You know, I don't care much for your opinions, but I'll respect the saunter.
You know, normally I walk in here and I basically just talk about how I am the hottest gambler in the office, the hottest gambler on this show.
I thought you were going to get blanked the other
day. But
almost skunked, my friend.
I'm going to have a little humility today, all right? I put out four picks on Saturday, was it?
Yeah.
I usually don't put four out. It was a little aggressive.
Yeah, you don't.
And I went 1-3. All right, so back to earth. Fade Foxy is back, if you believe in that stuff. But I promise you tonight, I mean, do I even have to explain myself? The most obvious pick of all time. LeBron James has his back against the wall, all right? His best teammate out for the game, all right? He's playing with four, five, six other scrubs that stink, all right? You think LeBron James is going to lose now?
It's the biggest game of his career.
I mean, biggest game of his career, which is hilarious because the series is only at 2-2. All right, everyone's acting like this is when they go home. LeBron probably does score over 30 points. I won't say a triple-double, but he's going to have to score a lot to win this game, and he's going to do what LeBron does, and they're going to win this game. So I'm not taking the points. You said it was, last time I checked, it was at plus five.
Mm-hmm. Taking five and a half.
Money line.
Lakers money line. Let's go. You probably got good
money line.
Let's go.
+166.
+166. There you go.
That's, you know what? I applaud you.
Thank you.
I applaud you for that.
That's my Fade Foxy pick of the night. Let's go.
I normally would say something bad about you, but honestly, I got no idea on this game, Foxy.
Yeah, I mean,
I wouldn't be, no matter what happens in this series, every game, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. Like, I couldn't believe how the Suns looked on Saturday.
I know.
The Lakers could just come out and, you know, anything's possible in this series every game.
Figure it out either. I can't figure out if I'm trying to lean towards the side where Lakers probably going to lose this series, and then I got to put out a bunch of excuses like, hey, they won it last year, they're tired, they don't have legs, they've been banged up, or if I'm getting ready to go same old LeBron fucking kicking ass and not losing in the first round.
Are you worried about
it's funny how like the Lakers were up and everyone was like, oh, the Clippers stink.
Yeah.
And now the Clippers are tied 2-2. And it's like, okay, Kawhi is shooting fucking nearly 65% in that series. It is stupid.
Nobody overreacts more or has a shorter term memory than NBA
Twitter. Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Are you worried that LeBron has never won a game without the second best player in the world being on this team?
No, this is just what he would do. This is just a classic. Add it to the story tone for guys like
you. Do you think he purposely hurt Anthony Davis?
Yes, potentially. I wouldn't put that past him. All right, he said, this is getting a little too boring. I won the COVID championship last year. I can't just, you know, do this easy. I got to add some drama to it.
I wish you the best of luck tonight, Foxy.
Thank you.
Good luck, Foxy.
What do you got? What are you chewing on over there?
Don't worry about what I'm
doing. Okay. I don't know if that
jazzed you could up see on that or fucking not. Jazzed
what are you
up,
talking about?
Jazzed up on coffee grinds again.
All right, thank you.
It's all hopped up on funny juice.
Fox, just call me out.
Show. How many did you throw in there? Six?
Don't worry about it.
It's foaming at the mouth.
No, it's a couple hot dogs over Memorial Day weekend.
I mean, I did.
You're all puffed up.
I did not lose weight this
weekend. Good burgers at your place, though.
Thank you, pal.
Nice spread of yours, too, Nick.
Thank you, pal.
Beautiful. The Sun is still undefeated.
The Sun, did you get burnt?
I mean, it was a bold move going no sunscreen at all and just sitting directly in the sun. But,
yeah, we thought that was going to happen to you.
I had to get a tan, and this is how it starts.
Listen, I was working with the two on one side. I've now moved to each side, so we'll be all right.
Look good, dude.
Thank you. Let's get back into baseball. Smoke from Chicago, what do you got?
What up, Smoke?
Go,
hey,
Smoke.
What's going on, boys?
Let's go, Smoke.
What
up, Smoke?
You made me so much money.
Yeah.
I've got an absolute winning philosophy when it comes to betting the White Sox. First off, as a lifelong White Sox fan, the White Sox don't really heat up until June.
Okay.
The fact that they've been this well, they've been sometimes doing this well in April and May, by all means, it's just going to continue. So especially when you are coming up against a team that is sub-500, like Detroit comes in for four, hammer those alternate lines. Hammer them for at least 2.5, maybe even 3.5
of
those games to really get them up there, because they will hammer them. And now that it's starting to get warm in Chicago, all those warm weather baseball players are really going to start really heating up. And that's just how it always happens here in Chicago. I don't know why, but that's how it always is. thank you very much for taking my phone call. And hammer down.
Thank you, Smoke. Thank you, Smoke.
Smoke came in.
Seven different kinds of smoke right there.
Throwing seven different kinds of smoke.
I wish my nickname was Smoke.
It's pretty cool. All you got to do is...
Yeah, go on, but don't be greedy.
Smoke is fucking sweet, dude.
Wonder if that guy... No, I'm not going to do that.
Jesus.
There's another game with another guy with the nickname Smoke. And...
He earned that nickname.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah, he did. Joe from Connecticut. Last call of the day.
How we doing?
What up, Joe?
Hey, Gump. Just wanted to apologize to you for almost fucking blowing that Habs game. I was on your space.
Oh, this
fucking
guy.
Fucking thing, dude.
This guy.
I'm on live with him.
This guy comes on. This guy comes on. It's 2-1 Habs. And I'm like, and he comes on. He goes, yeah, I just bet no fourth goal. As soon as he spits it out, fucking Leafs tie. I'm like, you fucking jinxed us, dude. Legendary.
Yeah, it was 2-0, and it was the third goal, but fucking nonetheless, man, same fucking thing. It was as soon as I say it, I hear Gump. He goes, oh, no. And it was like a 2-0 play. And I was like, fuck's sake, man. Yeah, that was a fucking nightmare. Then I'm watching the game just hoping I don't fucking jinx and ruin the whole goddamn thing. But
you didn't. You're good, Joe. You got MLB picks for tonight?
I do. I got two of them for it. I'm actually on the those strikeout props from before. I had Cease nice. eight strikeouts or more. It was like +229 last time I saw it. That's a pretty juicy line right there. And then I had Bieber over 10, and it was +120, I believe. So both of those are pretty good. I'm going to hammer those.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, baby, Joe. Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
A lot of people like the strikeouts in that game tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what, we don't look much at strikeout props, huh?
I'm not a big prop guy myself, if we're being honest.
Me either. I do the running back under prop during NFL season.
You know what properly paid off for me during NFL season was Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards. For some reason, it was always around 20, 22, and he would always hit it, except for when he ended up hurting his toe in the playoffs.
Correct.
But like before that, in the run-up to the playoffs, like he would always hit it with just one run. He'd always scramble for one big run in the game. And
I like to take the running back over prop against a team that is really good at getting to the quarterback because they will be running quite a bit more. Something to think about.
Fair play.
There we go.
You want to close out baseball?
Yeah.
So your last there. Oh, by the way, if you haven't seen, call the Moneyline 1-833. No, we're done with that today.
Yeah.
Are our picks up there?
Yep.
Oh, they're after the...
Yeah, do you want me to get rid of all the lines and just let the picks run now?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Probably. Yep. So, rolling right now at the end of the show, we'll just have all of our picks for tonight. So, you know, if you missed a little bit, we're helping you out here. Yeah, just because I think it might take too long to run through all the lines.
Yeah, there is
a lot. And then get to the picks. Mitt, while Gumby's doing that, what's your week one college football lock?
All right, Tony. I'm looking at a lot of value here. I know this is probably going to take some heat, but Miami Hurricanes are playing the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Week one?
Oh, yeah. The Miami Hurricanes are getting 17 points here against a quarterback who has never played in a college football game, and they have De'Eriq King and a star-studded defense, a bunch of NFL talent. Let's go. Gumpy knows.
Mitt, is De'Eriq King going to be ready for week one?
I am not sure because he did tear his ACL, but he is looking like he's going to play. He's been practicing. Like,
let's go,
I follow him on Instagram. He's let's doing go, rehab
you.
And stuff.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure at least you knew that was a thing, which you did.
I saw him on Instagram. He's doing rehab and stuff.
He looks good.
Yeah, no, he looks good. That might be swaying some of my...
The thing about Instagram is no one persuades it to look like they're a lot better than they are. This is the good thing about Instagram.
No, that's impossible.
You'll be all right, baby, Mitt.
Hey. 17 points, week one.
Let's go, you.
Yeah, you just keep it within two touchdowns. And then also, I like the U to win the ACC. I think they're going to upset Clemson. Let's go.
Really?
Mitt has been...
Big just, on the U, huh?
Mitt has just been watching that Michael Irving clip on repeat all week.
Is Manny Diaz still... No.
The thing about the U is, in recent years, they always show up in big games. can always count on you.
They have not been terrible.
Who did they knock off last year? They knocked off somebody, or did they blow that game?
They blew it against Clemson. Yeah. They almost knocked off Clemson. Yeah, that was the one.
Fuck.
I did have the U in that one.
I liked it. Did I? I love betting on the U. It just feels right.
I like that Mitt's going to be with me on college football this year. I fucking love betting.
I love betting it too, but it is my worst sport, it's all right. My friend.
It's all right. All right, so our picks are up there running across the bottom now for tonight. You had the Brewers last.
Yep.
You have Ryan Weathers against Chicago, correct?
Yeah, plus a half.
You just like because he's the Padres are better?
Padres getting plus a half. I mean, they burned me yesterday. Paddock looked so good the first couple innings. Then Baez hit that fucking bomb to straight away. But, yeah, I mean, the Padres getting plus a half. I mean, I like that Padres team.
I was looking there, too. I just didn't want to take...
I mean, I don't love going against Hendricks.
Yeah. Garrett Richards and Luis Garcia go for Boston and Houston. I was looking at Houston, but I didn't want to lay that much, so I stayed away. Did you take a spot here?
Yeah, no bueno for me, my friend.
Pittsburgh at KC, Will Crow and Brady Singer. KC is a big favorite.
The Crow's flying today?
The Crow is flying.
Will Crow, an inning and a third last time out. Brady Singer, 2 2/3, 6 earned last time out. Pick your poison here, my friends, because I will not touch this fucking game.
I'll fly with the Crow.
With a 10-foot pole.
The fact that the Royals are minus 170 is...
It was higher than that. Full quite, game was minus 205. Quite a situation
there. Double D.
Yeah.
Dane Dunning.
Sorry, Dane.
I believe last time was the... Unless he improves.
4 innings pitched, 7 earned last time out.
Yeah, I think that'll be the last time I'm taking him for a little bit. Germán Márquez is going for the Rockies.
Last two, 13 innings pitched, 1 earned.
Yeah, he's been very good. Going that way.
Thank you. Rockies first 5 money line.
I mean, be careful. I didn't say I said I wasn't going to take Dane, but I ain't going against him either. Marcus Stroman and Caleb Smith.
Yep.
Mets, I believe, stink against lefties, if that's the reason I remember why I didn't take this game.
I like the value here on the Mets.
You love taking Stroman.
Stroman, last two, 12 innings, 2 earned, 11 Ks. Caleb Smith only goes an inning or two, so I'm not too worried about that. I like the Mets here.
You're taking Alex Wood against the Angels?
Bear shit in the woods to him.
Why didn't I? Is it too much?
It was getting up to minus 160 this morning.
That's not terrible, though.
Yeah. I mean, the Giants. Alex Wood, his last time out, he did give up 4 earned in 6. And Heaney.
Yeah.
5 2/3, 3 earned last time out.
He'll give you a good start here every once in a while.
Giants are just a good fucking squad, too, especially at home, man.
Cards and Dodgers. Dodgers are huge, minus 220. David Price has been good this year in his two starts so far.
Yeah.
John Gant goes for the Cards.
John Gant, his last 3, 15 and a third, 2 earned. David Price, last time out, 2 2/3, no hits, 5 Ks.
I think this was a situation, too, where the Cardinals were not good against lefties.
Yeah.
So I stayed away. Actually, I think they're last. Yeah, they're dead last, so I stayed away. Did you take anything here?
No, I'm not touching it.
And then the last game of the night is Oakland and Seattle. Chris Bassett coming off a great start.
Yeah.
Are you going that way?
Yeah, and Marco Gonzalez is just coming off the DL here, too. Okay. So that's why good. I'm going with Bassett. Although
I thought about laying a half here, but
the Mariners all weekend long. I rode him and then went for the A's yesterday and got burned on it. But yeah, I love Bassett's last two, 16 2/3, 2 earned, 17 Ks. I'll take the A's here.
Okay. So tonight I have the White Sox first 5 plus a half, minus 120. The Rays full game, minus 122. Cincinnati first 5 plus a half, minus 154. And Atlanta first 5, minus 134. Would you like to read off your story of how many picks you have tonight?
All first 5, Indians money line, Rays money line, Twins money line, Reds plus a half, Brewers money line, Padres plus a half, Rockies money line, Mets money line, Giants money line, A's money line.
As they scroll across the bottom.
It's good. That's way too many picks. I mean, this could go two ways, my friend.
Man, we didn't really do your NBA tonight. What do you like, dude?
I am on the Lakers, obviously. They're getting points. LeBron, must win for him. I like the plus 5. I saw the 5.5 with a little bit of juice. I like either one of those. And then also, I was reading some comments that Dame Lillard was talking about this game. He was calling it one of the biggest games of his career. I think the Trailblazers are going to come out tonight and also win. I'm loving the dogs in the NBA.
Okay. Let's go. Many dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Pal, is there any way that we can eventually get some more spaces between
that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, it's been addressed.
Oh, it has been addressed.
Yeah, we talked about
hold
it.
Hold on. Keep talking.
I like that you guys already addressed that. Let's go to the booths for tonight. Let's take a look at the booths. NHL.
Ho-ho.
Nikita Kucherov or Sebastian Aho to score the first goal, plus 625.
625?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I like it. Cooch. You might get one.
Okay.
Hold on.
What are we... Are you... did you update?
I just did the first one.
For me?
Yeah. Hold on.
Listen, first day of the ticker. We'll be better with it tomorrow.
Here it is. What about that?
Let me see. Hold on.
Or do you want more space?
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah, the bar thing's cool.
Yeah, that looks better.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right.
Chad, how do we feel about the bar thing?
Yeah, like I think that's thing. It.
Maybe bar put thing. Like a tab of space in between them two. Get them a little bit.
Yeah, a little more space.
Yeah.
Jay knows.
That's definitely much better, though.
All right.
Good work.
Lesson learned.
Roger Federer and Taylor Fritz to win second round of matches. I mean,
he's on the Fritz.
Can't trust a guy named Fritz. Can't do it.
I will bet on anybody not named Fritz.
If it was Fitz, different story.
Fitz, hammer Fitz. Fritz, no thanks.
Ooh, LeBron James or Devin Booker to score first basket, plus 250. Don't hate that.
Isn't this what Connor and Foxy have been working on?
They secretly have these first basket fucking bets.
It's kind of electric.
They don't tell anybody. Pieces of shit.
I do not think any of those parlays that they've been putting together have hit yet.
No, they haven't. But
I am definitely on the 3x2 tonight, Tony. Are you on that one?
Brooklyn and Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
And then James Harden scored 25 and Brooklyn to win. Don't hate that. Brooklyn's going to win. James Harden just has to score 25.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good bet.
Plus 200. I actually really love that boost. That is probably going to happen.
That's not bad.
I think that's it there. I think that's the one.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up, dude?
Do you like dingers?
Hell yeah.
Do you like money?
Hell yeah.
Pete Alonso.
Pistol or Pete.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
To hit a home run.
Any boost, including Tatis, give it to
it's
me.
It's happened before.
I love that, man.
He's leading the league in homers.
He's the most electric player in baseball.
He's awesome.
Hands down.
He's awesome.
Hands down.
Did we forget anything today?
No, I think we hit it all.
I think we hit it all, too. Good day.
It's a good show.
Hey, good day back.
It's a good show.
Someone just asked, what is a 3x2? 3x2 is something that FanDuel does for basketball, where two 3-point field goals have to be made in the first 3 minutes of the game. So you need two threes in the first 3 minutes. Then 3x2 hits. Voila.
I have Checks been blindly up. Taking these, and it has definitely boosted my account balance.
Attaboy. Attaboy, Mitt. Proud of you.
All year.
You're going to need it because you're going to lose it fucking week one probably of NCAA.
Nah. You might win that game outright.
Can't thank you guys enough for listening. The rollover is up to 500?
750? 500.
I think it's 500.
Who won? Somebody won on Saturday?
Somebody won, what did it say? Tuesday. So somebody won.
Sunday?
Sunday. Right? Yeah, because they were fucking tweeting, and I said, relax.
Oh, God.
It's been an hour.
Everything all right.
It's Memorial
you
Day.
You see, I won.
Fucking relax.
It's their money, and they want it now.
Yeah.
Well, if you do, call 1-877-JG-WENTWORTH, okay? No free ads, but they'll get your cash now. Can't thank you guys enough. At HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. Merch is out. Maybe we're going to have to make a commercial for the merch.
I put one together. Gotcha. It's only like 10 seconds.
But we'll do that. I think we have some more coming, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of dingers and money questions.
That's with the merch department.
Let's go, merch department. MD.
Go to store.patmaffishow.com for all of the merch that comes out of this office. We can't thank you guys enough. Tell your friends, subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/hammerdad. And we will see you tomorrow, Hammer
Dad.